The Prime Minister has indicated he might not attend the Glasgow Climate Conference. Known as COP26, it's expected to feature a who's who of world leaders making or recommitting to targets to reduce carbon emissions to net zero by the year 2050. But climate scientists say the latest models and real-world observations suggest the world needs to move even faster. David Lipson reports.
At the United Nations headquarters last week, the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson attempted to rev up member nations ahead of the Glasgow climate talks in November.
It's time for humanity to grow up.
First, though, humanity's leaders have to show up. And on that front, Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't yet decided.
Well, it's not a no-show at the conference. Australia will be strongly represented at the conference, no matter by which senior Australian representative.
Speaking on AM, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne conceded she may be left to carry the Australian flag after Scott Morrison told the West Australian newspaper he has to manage competing demands closer to home around the time the conference takes place.
It's a significant undertaking, as you know, involves the 2-week domestic quarantine as well. So no final decisions have been made.
The opposition leader is Anthony Albanese.
The Prime Minister should attend the Glasgow conference and he should represent Australia. If he doesn't, it's because he's embarrassed about Australia's position.
The Conference of the Parties meeting, or COP, is run by the United Nations Framework on Climate Change. The talks happen annually, but every 5 years or so, it's a major meeting, a stocktake of sorts, where commitments to reduce emissions are updated and high-level pressure is exerted on countries considered to be dragging the chain. As Prime Minister Kevin Rudd attended the Copenhagen talks in 2009...
To actually work to deliver a genuine agreement.
Malcolm Turnbull went to Paris in 2015.
We are not daunted by our challenge. It inspires us. It energises us.
In 2021, US President Joe Biden has indicated he'll go. China's President Xi Jinping hasn't yet confirmed.
It would send, a really dreadful message to our colleagues, our allies, and the rest of the world if our Prime Minister can't be bothered to go to Glasgow.
Will Steffen is an emeritus professor at Australian National University and a member of the Climate Council.
The climate change challenge is becoming so imperative now. We can see the impacts, the risks of climate change are with us all around us. So it's really an extremely important issue that should be handled at the head of state level.
How conspicuous would it be for Australia's Prime Minister to not attend?
That would send a really, really bad message to the rest of the world. And that's because we are one of the world's biggest emitters. Even if you don't count our exports, we would rank 15th or 16th out of 190 countries. When you count our exports, we would rank 5th or 6th. We are a huge player in this in terms of our fossil fuel industry. Also, we have not made any firm commitments. So the rest of the world is expecting us to start doing our fair share.
59 countries have communicated net zero targets so far, representing 54% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. More than 70 other countries are considering a net zero target. But Will Steffen says the latest science suggests achieving that target by 2050 is not soon enough.
And I think there is growing pressure compared to even 5 years ago from people around the country, from the private sector, from all sorts of groups that we simply cannot ignore this issue any longer.
That's Will Steffen from the Climate Council, and that was David Lipson reporting.